Hello and welcome to another edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. This week we will hear from Humboldt Wildcats head boys track coach Greg Wickett and Humboldt head boys soccer coach Joe Hadar. The Humboldt boys track team placed third at the 2025 Clint Stille Relays in Emmitsburg on Tuesday before a rainout on Thursday at the Co-Ed Storm Lake Invitational. I caught up with Wickett to discuss the performances.
It's good to get up here and be able to run against some teams we don't normally see. We don't usually see Spencer. Spirit Lake is really good. We don't usually see them either. So it was nice to see some new competition, and that's important for us because we need to get pushed in some of those races, the 4x8, the 4x4. It's good to run against good competition, and that's what we saw over here tonight.
That 4x4 team had a sizable win and sitting at 3:30, just 2 seconds off the team's best time here this year.
Yeah, and really, we kind of ran the kids hard tonight. Over the last week, we haven't had a chance to really train all that much, so we got to used some of these meets to train. So some of those guys were on short turnaround. Dodges had to run the 800 a couple races before that. And a lot of the kids we did that with. And so to be able to do that and then come back and run a 330, that's pretty good. You know, a 330, even if we don't qualify on place, that normally qualifies for state on time. So it's encouraging to see where we're at with some of those things like that.
Relays are looking pretty good for this group.
We got a good 4x8 going. We've got a good 4x4 going. And I think we could possibly throw together some medleys with some of those guys. You know, really, we're kind of experimenting a bit with some of these races and trying to decide where to run kids later in the year at conferences, at districts, to see if they can turn around, come back and perform. And it's kind of experimentation stage at this point of the year. You know, we weren't really trying to compile a bunch of team points tonight, just try to get kids into the races we want them in and see how they do. And we performed overall pretty well for this time of the year, you know, all the way up and down the line. You know, our jumpers are doing a good job, our throwers are doing a good job, you know, the middle of the, even, and the sprinters are even doing a nice job. We ran a nice 4x1 tonight, and so I'm encouraged with what I'm seeing at this point of the year.
State qualifying a couple weeks later in Nevada?
We'll definitely be trying out some new things. You know, we're coming to the point of the year where it gets serious. The conference meet, the state qualifier and state, and we've got our eyes on that prize rather than necessarily trying to max out points at Emmitsburg. But we're experimenting. It's a process, a year long, as far as trying to get them to the right spot at the right time. But so far, I think we're where we need to be.
Appreciate it, Coach. Thanks.
You bet. Thanks.
The Humboldt boys soccer team won 2-0 over Iowa Falls Alden on Friday for their fourth win of the season. I caught up with Hadar after the match.
Talking about Pablo, if you want. Great to see him get a goal in his first game. That's Coach Beach doing his job. He's, you know, looking for talent in the school. And, you know, he always talks to kids if they show any kind of interest in soccer. And he got Pablo to come out for soccer this year. And he had his first JV game last week, scored 3 goals there. And, you know, got a really nice, I think it was a header on a corner or a header just came in. But, you know, that was nice to get that 2-goal cushion there right before halftime. We were able to tough it out there in the second half. But yeah, Carter, as always, is getting his chances. Maybe missed Nico a little bit tonight. But, you know, we got the job done. That's the main thing. And we're learning to play on turf. I think we had the same problems we saw up at Clear Lake, where you just really have to be clean with the ball on turf and you have to play it on the ground. And, you know, it's good learning experience. Every game is a good learning experience. So, yeah, that's a great takeaway from this game.
We've talked a little bit about the defense coming off that Webster City game. You had changed around some things too on the attack to generate more offense, but also on the defensive end tonight. What are you seeing from this team as they continue to build?
We are super aggressive on defense, the young guys. We got Johnny Hayden, John Cabrera, Angel Ruelas, and Sterling is our leader there. He's a senior, Sterling Scranton. They all do a really good job. You know, we got to keep them under control. You know, the big thing is that they are not afraid of anybody, and they do a solid job, and they're hustlers. They really, you know, if they get beaten, they're still not beaten. That's a great thing about somebody who's hustling. Like, you know, if the man goes around you, if he's running with the ball, you still have a chance to catch up. And Johnny Hayden is the guy type of guy who does that. And John is just a tank out there in the middle of the field. You know, young freshman, a lot of talent in him. Caleb came in. Caleb Vincent played just a little bit covering for Sterling there, and he did a solid job. All of those are young talents. We got a lot of young talent on this team, a lot of freshmen and sophomore getting a lot of good playing time, so hopefully things are looking pretty good for next season and moving forward.
On the offensive side, are you liking what you're seeing since the transition, since that Webster City game?
Oh, yeah. I think we didn't put enough pressure on Webster City's back line. The 4-3-3 is working out a lot better. You know, I don't have a system. I mean, if anybody's asking, I don't think anybody ever thought, well, Joe Hader, he's got a system. No, what we do is see what the talent is and see what we can do. And this year it's a few more shooters. So let's go 4-3-3 with three forwards up top, and that seems to have, it's working out okay. So, you know, we got a ton of games coming up, so I'm sure that we'll be making some adjustments as we go along, but we've got 8 games, I think, in the next 2 weeks.
Was it a little bit difficult to have to maneuver around this week with the uncertainty, with the weather, nixing that Fort Dodge game earlier this week, or was it a nice rest for this team?
I don't know if it's a nice rest. We always want to play. Ideally, we get two games, maybe three tops in a week, so it might serve us in the long run to get that night off. I don't think we're going to get that game back. I don't know where we'd be put, but maybe we will. But no, we're a spring sport. All spring sports are used to this weather, and you know, it's, I'm sure, you know, I do it myself, you know, because it's a beautiful night by the time all said and done. But you know, you just have to take the precautions. I've been in buses, you know, driving through thunderstorms, and it's no fun at all. And with the severity and the seriousness of the weather predictions, you know, it's definitely one that we're glad to miss just so that everybody's safe.
Yeah, and a busy slate, as you mentioned, coming up here, going through the NCC slate the second time through. You got Wright County Soccer coming up on Monday before that road match coming up at Storm Lake as well. Just thoughts going into next week for this Humboldt Boys soccer team.
Yeah, we keep going in the North Central Conference. We've got to keep performing there. Wright County will be tough. They got a lot of guys out, and they're very enthusiastic, so you know, we can't overlook them. It'll be great on Tuesday to get a chance to play Storm Lake, because they're always tough. So that'll be a good measure of where we're at. And then we go back and finish up with, what, Clear Lake, Webster City, and
we'll have Hampton, Dumont, Cal, yeah, on the 8th, and then your Nevada tournament that's coming up as well. On May 10th, you finish up with Clear Lake at home at Garner, Hayfield, Ventura, and then Webster City at home before the unknowns of the postseason. Yes. Yeah. I didn't want to jump too far in.
No. Let's just take next week and, you know, Nevada, that'll be another one where we've got Nevada, and then depending on how that game turns out, I think we play either Roosevelt or South Sioux City. Maybe that's it. And I think Roosevelt is like number 2 in 4A. You know, that's what we want to do. We want to measure ourselves against some good teams, and we'll see how it turns out. But I like what I'm seeing, and I like the development that the team's making. Everybody's improving. That's what we want to see throughout the season. I think every soccer player out here is improving. I mean, Iowa Falls looks a lot better. You know, it's a matter of improvement, but how fast are you improving? So it's improving your improvement. And that's, you know, what we're trying to do is get everybody better. And games like this where it's tough to really pass the ball and be consistent on the turf, which maybe sounds counterintuitive, but the big bounce really throws us off. So it was good to see us handle it a little better than we did over at Clear Lake.
You're going to be back at Mason Mock Field, football field at Humboldt High School. Mm-hmm. Any adjustments that you're going to have to make from playing in the wide open spaces of the former grounds where your father used to coach to now here at Mason Mock Field coming up starting Monday?
Well, and Coach Mock was my JV football coach. So no, not too much. I think that the way that it's set up now, we're a little wider than we used to be, and it's going to be a big improvement as far as the bumpiness of the field and everything. So that plays to our strengths. We want to be a team that plays soccer and is passing the ball around. So looking forward to it. Should be a fun night getting back up to the high school, and the weather's getting better, so come out and watch some soccer.
Coach, I want to wish you best of luck for that matchup coming on Monday, and thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thank you.
With that, we will conclude this week's edition of Coach's Corner, presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. Tune in next week for another edition of Coach's Corner.